Good morning, 722.
Flu is spreading rapidly this season and shaping up to be one of the earliest and worst flu seasons in years that has increased traffic in recent weeks to doctors' offices and emergency rooms. Joining us live, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, always great having you with us. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Why is it a stinker of a flu season?
Well, the flu seasons are really unpredictable in the sense of the only thing predictable is that every season we have a flu outbreak to a greater or lesser degree. This just happens to be shaping up to be one of the worst years we've had in about 9 years. The last time we saw this kind of an uptick at this particular time in the season was in this 2003-2004 season, which was a particularly bad season. So that uptick that started early, which was right at the very beginning of December, the end of November, and is continuing to go way up, has led now to really widespread flu activity through virtually, essentially, the entire country with few exceptions. And it happens to be the kind of a flu which we designate with different letters. This one happens to be what we call H3N2 flu, which is characteristically one that is a bit more severe than some of the other flus that we have. So that's really what's going on right now. So we are in for what looks like it's going to be one of the worst seasons we've had in about 9 or 10 years.
Does it have anything to do with the weather?
Actually, no, in the sense that flus, respiratory viruses tend to spread more when it's cold and dry, but that's not the reason why we're having this type of a serious flu season. The one thing about flus that they're really very, very unpredictable. For example, last season we had one of the mildest flu seasons we've had in a long time. It just, there are a number of factors that go into it. The previous immunity that's been in the circulating in the population, the kinds of viruses we've had previously. But the bottom line is you really can't predict, because the one thing about flu, it's just very unpredictable.
Now, a lot of people, just about everyone you know, at least they say they got the flu shot. How are we doing with getting the flu shot? And we're learning that you actually are contagious with the flu even before you begin to feel the first symptoms.
Okay, so let's take the flu vaccine first. The vaccine now we have available about 135 million doses, which is the highest really we've ever had, has been over 120, about 123 million doses have been distributed. The good news about the flu vaccine and the flu season this year is that really this is a very, very good match. The effectiveness of the vaccine in protecting you relates very much to whether what's in the vaccine matches well what is circulating throughout society. And the match is very good. The H3N2, that is the predominant strain that's circulating right now of influenza A, is very well matched to the vaccine. Now, with regard to the vaccine itself and protection, the protection varies really essentially not only with the match of the virus to the vaccine, but the age. Older people have less of a protection. It's still reasonably good. Young, healthy people have very good protection if the match is good itself. You asked about spreading it, the influenza. It can be spread even before you get symptoms. For example, if I get infected today and I don't get sick until tomorrow or the next day, about a day before you get symptoms, you can actually start spreading it inadvertently to people.
Wow. Well, we got our flu shots. We hope everybody gets theirs. Dr. Fauci, thanks so much for coming on.
You're quite welcome.
Gets the message. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.